the basic income they have tested has been targeted to people who were already unemployed. And you can be sure that it won't be the basic income that will help them to find a job. The basic income only makes sure that they are not in poverty and that they will survive. What will make them find a job? First, you need to have jobs in the area where they live. And if it's an area with no jobs, it won't change anything. Second, they need to be accompanied, helped to find jobs. Third, they need also to be trained if they don't have any qualifications. So it is a big mistake to think that it will be the basic income that would help them find a job.
On some level, this was actually an experiment on what France kind of already offers, although it's not automatic, of this RSA, this basic income for unemployed or people who are very, very low income earners.
Yes, that looks like the RSA.
In the political climate and the social climate of France today, where we're seeing people taking to the streets literally for issues of inequality, is this an issue that's coming up or that should come up, the idea of a basic income?
I think it should come up, and it is hard because it needs to be advocated. Most of the people protesting actually now in France are workers, not well-paid workers, but they are workers. And they protest first because of the raise of taxes on oil. But, you know, taxes on oil are necessary if we want to reduce our consumption of oil and emission of gas. So the thing is that if we had a basic income, and a basic income which is not only for the poorest, but who can be given also for people in the middle, like workers, it could compensate the increase in oil taxes. That's one of the logic that could be done. Increase taxes on oil, but give it to the workers. And this could work, but actually, none of the protesters have had this idea because they don't know the basic income idea yet. And they think that it's only something for the poorest and for those who do not work. And actually, this is not true.
So basically, there's nobody advocating for this right now. And so that's why it's not really part of the conversation.
I think people don't know how to advocate it now, because many people who advocate it now are like, I would say, far left people who say that, yeah, this is the end of jobs, the end of employment, and we want a society. They can be seen like idealists and not be very credible. But actually, you can say, no, there's not the end of jobs, but this is a way to improve the redistribution. And the main gainers of it will be workers with low wages. And as many workers think that it's for the poorest people and those who are idealists, they think, no, we don't want that.